That's the call of the American flamingo. Flamingos are distinctive pick birds. You know what they look like, right? They got the long neck, the long legs. They are typically found in warm places like, you know, your Floridas. But a couple of weeks back, a small flock of five flamingos arrived at a Lake Michigan beach in Port Washington, marking the first time flamingos have been spotted in the wild in Wisconsin. The colorful birds attracted a crowd of visitors. Flamingo mania made national headlines. Even if you missed that big event, there's still a lot of fun birding to do in Wisconsin during the fall months. Our next guest is an avid birder who wants to make the hobby enjoyable and accessible for everybody. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Were you there for the pink flamingos in Port Washington? Have you had other great sightings, maybe more common ones than flamingos, that you want to share with us over the last couple of few weeks? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jeff Galligan is co-founder of the BIPOC Birding Club of Wisconsin and a member of the Badgerland Bird Alliance's board of directors. Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Do I have this right? You were able, with some quick transportation, to see the flamingos in Wisconsin?
I was, yes, even after missing them initially in Port Washington.
Talk us through. It sounded like it was quite a little bit of a chase for you.
Yeah, I was on my way to Door County for the weekend when they initially showed up in Port Washington, so was unable to go see them. And then I had to go down to Miami, Florida for a seminar for work, a one-day seminar. And then as I'm getting ready to come back on home on the plane, I see this alert that five flamingos have been seen at Patenwell Lake up in central Wisconsin. So I just determined that I was going to get home, get my kayak on my vehicle, and get up there to see them. And I did just that.
Jeff, I got to say, you were in Miami. A place where I would expect to see flamingos, and you're hurrying to Wisconsin to see the flamingos. That's pretty awesome.
That was pretty awesome and just a bit surreal, especially when I finally, you know, was able to kayak out there because they were about 300 yards off the shore. So kayak was the best way to get anywhere near them.
All right, now let's talk about fall migration. Now, we're generally not going to see flamingos. I know there's different theories, including hurricanes, about why they ended up here. What are some of the things you're most excited to see that, you know, we kind of expect to see in Wisconsin in the fall?
Well, the month of September is huge for passerines like warblers and things like that. As we get into October, it starts to slow down a little bit on that front. But we have things like ruby and golden crown kinglets coming through. Sparrows are oftentimes later in October migrants. And then we get into the birds that move down here from farther north. And birds like waterfowl and cranes that will move through even December or later.
What are some of your favorite sites this time of year, favorite places to go to catch some of our either pass-through birds or the ones that are coming down to winter here?
Well, I like going to Barney Lake for Nelson sparrows. That usually happens about this time every year where they come down and they hang out at that place, and they're fun to go look at. I also just like going anywhere where there's water, like Lakeshore Preserve, Daniel Park in McFarland, or Lake Farm Park, Olin Turville, places where I can get my scope out and see what's coming on the lakes, because we do get some rare ducks and waterfowl that we wouldn't necessarily expect to see, but there's always a handful of neat things coming through every year.
One of my favorite birds to see in the state this time of year is the sandhill crane. I've seen a handful already this season. How long do we expect to see them sticking around?
Well, they stage and migrate all the way into December or later, depending on if the waters, where the freezing is at. Last year, we had an event at Aldo Leopold Foundation where we were in blinds on the Wisconsin River watching cranes come in and stage at night and at sunset. We saw like 15,000 of them.
Wow.
And that was, on November 30th. So they hang around. They're around. They're around as long as there's a source for food and it's not too cold.
Jeff Galligan is with us, co-founder of the BIPOC Birding Club of Wisconsin, member of the Badgerland Bird Alliance's board of directors. He's filling us in on how we can get outside this fall and enjoy bird watching adventures around Wisconsin, whether you're an avid birder yourself or more in my department, a curious beginner. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a bird report for us from a local bit of nature, maybe even your own backyard? Is there a hidden gem spot where you'd like to go see unique birds? What is your favorite season for birding? Do you have any favorite places to visit in the fall? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll check out some birds that'll stick around through the winter. That's coming up on Central Time. The Northern Cardinal there on Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking to Jeff Galligan, co-founder of the BIPOC Birding Club of Wisconsin, about making birding accessible for all and how you can enjoy the birds of Wisconsin in your own neighborhood and beyond this time of year. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in a caller. Lindsay is with us in Milwaukee. Lindsay, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What have you seen or heard?
So the last couple nights, I've heard what I thought was like an Australian kookaburra bird. So I downloaded a bird call app and recorded what I was hearing, and it turned out it was an eastern screech owl. And I haven't seen him yet, but I've heard him almost nightly for going on 2 weeks now.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Lindsay. Nice. Can you talk about our owls, Jeff?
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to hear. They'll stick around. We'll hear owls throughout the fall and winter, and they actually are our first breeder, so they're beginning to get ready to get the mating thing going on and some of the duetting that we'll hear over the winter. So yeah, they're exciting. That's really one of the best things about winter, in my opinion.
Lindsay, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. I played that cardinal sound. What are some of the other resident birds, Jeff, that'll give us a splash of color throughout the winter months?
Well, you know, we have crows that hang around. The blue jays hang around. Chickadees, white-breasted nuthatches, red-breasted nuthatches, downy and hairy woodpeckers, red-bellied woodpeckers. So there's quite a few birds that stick it out with us.
Now,
they can be fun to go see.
I've had conversations with actually the author of a book on birds who basically said, hey, celebrate the boring birds, not just the really exciting ones. Do you appreciate blue jays and crows? We see them all the time, but I've tried to get a newfound appreciation for them. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I try to not be disappointed when I'm thinking I'm going to see something maybe a little less common and see something common to reduce the disappointment, because they're beautiful and fun to watch as well. Absolutely.
And I understand you have your eyes on, you know, not just this season, but like today and the next couple of days. What are some of the birds really making their way through the state at this moment?
Well, I'll tell you, the birdcast forecast for tonight is 506 million birds.
Wow.
Tomorrow, 663 million. And then it tapers a bit with 401 million on October 7th. But we're seeing warblers such as common yellow throats, American red starts, Tennessee, Nashville, and chestnut-sided warblers are going through. The golden and ruby-crowned kinglets are picking up right now. Some of the thrushes are going through yet. So there's a lot of stuff still moving through. But we're beginning to tape off in the songbird category, and we'll soon switch to the waterfowl.
I'm always happy to see raptors. And I think most of them don't migrate or that far anyway. A lot of them stick around in the winter, right? What kind of raptors are you watching for now?
Well, the red-tailed hawks will stay here all year round, as will sharp-shinned and Cooper's hawks. But we will get things down, like the snowy owl will come down from northern Canada, as will the rough-legged hawk. They come down, which is fun. I love that about winter, is that we are actually a migration destination for birds like that, as well as like snow buntings and pine siskins and things like that.
Yeah, the snowy owls, every now and then we have, they call it an eruption, not eruption.
Yes.
Exactly, but sometimes we might see a couple few in the state, and then sometimes they all want Wisconsin for some reason. How is that at all predictable?
Not that I can tell. I think you know, when you just begin looking at like a snowy owl or snowstorm, I think it's called, where they really might track the migration patterns, and you can see pretty quickly when we have an eruption year, because they really come through in big numbers and spread out throughout the Midwest.
Now we've checked in with the BIPOC Birding Club of Wisconsin over the years. I think 3 years ish old now. Can you tell us the latest for the group?
We are going strong. We have monthly events. We're actually going to be at Lake Farm this weekend, looking at hopefully some of those 401 million birds coming through. We always have some special events coming up. I'm going to be doing a speaking engagement at the International Crane Festival. We also have an event with them coming up. Going to do something with the Mead Wildlife area this next summer. So we've got stuff going on all the time.
And for
Everyone's welcome to jump.
Yeah, and that welcoming message I wanted to ask about, I think with the BIPOC Birding Club, you're making the case that if you don't think people look at you as a birder, if you don't feel welcome in the community, still get out and give it a try. Can you share some of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the research saying how important it is to be outside for our own mental health, physical health, well-being, and birdsong is proven to be something that increases well-being. And the outdoors is for everybody. And even if you have no experience, doesn't mean that it's not for you. And we can help you kind of integrate into that and begin to explore that whole scenario, because there's a lot of things to do birding and otherwise in Wisconsin. And we want to be a part of getting people out trying that as for themselves, as families. We love anybody that wants to come bird and don't need binoculars. We've got those for you. We'll have scopes. Don't have to know anything. There's no pressure. Just come and have a good time with our community.
And, Jeff, do you have thoughts? Our caller mentioned one of those bird call apps. My wife always has that ready to rock. Are you a fan of some of the technology that's out there now that we can carry around with us?
Oh, absolutely. Merlin's great. And personally, I have a hearing disability, so I don't hear very well. And it helps me know that things are in the area or that things may be in the area that I'm not hearing, and then I could start keeping a lookout for them. And if you don't know bird song, that'll be a good way to start being like, oh, that call is this bird. And then you pretty soon you'll, after repetition, you'll get used to it. Yes, I definitely recommend that.
And Jeff, as we wrap up, is there a bird that's kind of on your to-do list or your wish list to spot here in Wisconsin?
Oh boy, yes, I actually would like to see the Bohemian waxwing. That's one I have not seen yet. That will winter in like Door County in northern Wisconsin. I haven't got it yet, so I'm hoping to get that one day.
All right, hopefully this time around. Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been wonderful.
That's Jeff Galligan, co-founder of the BIPOC Birding Club of Wisconsin, a member of the Badgerland Bird Alliance's board of directors. We checked in on how we can all make the most of the autumn birding season here in Wisconsin.